Hi, everyone. This is Pat Matthews. I'm here today representing Humphrey Camardella Media Productions, the largest supplier of family-friendly entertainment on the Internet, a company that offers the best old-time radio, movies, and music from that golden age before TV was. Dennis and Bob have built a top-ranking presence at Podshow, Libsyn, Podango, and Podomatic. And the networks they represent are responsible for millions of monthly downloads. I gotta tell you, these two old-timers have proven that old-time radio never really died, but was just resting. Over the past 4 years, hundreds of thousands of regular subscribers from 9 to 90 have revived this sleeping giant. Now, the advertising world has a unique opportunity to sponsor these great shows, and for a limited time, you won't believe the prices they're offering. Don't miss out. Call today for a free quote at 806-438-7329. That's 806-438-7329. Or you can drop them a line at radiomemories@gmail.com. Don't wait. Do it now. You'll be so glad you did.
You're listening to the best of the big band era, only here at the Big Band Serenade.
Another Humphrey Camardella production.
Well, welcome once again to the Big Band Serenade, your home of the best of the big band era. We're going to go back and listen to one of the greatest jazz trumpeters, Erskine Hawkins, who was born in Birmingham, Alabama in 1914. He was a talented high note trumpeter and a popular band leader. He was nicknamed the 20th Century Gabriel. He learned drums and trombone before switching to the trumpet when he was only 13 years old. And he was one of the first inaugural inductees into the Alabama Jazz Hall of Fame in 1978. He also became one of the principal influences of a young rhythm and blues piano player named Ray Charles. While attending the Alabama State Teachers College, he became a leader of the college band, Bama State Collegians. They went to New York in 1934, where they became the Erskine Hawkins Orchestra, started making recordings in 1936, and by 1938, they were quite successful. The first formal appearance of Erskine Hawkins and his orchestra was in 1938, when the band won a recording contract with RCA Victor. Hawkins, whose biggest influence was Louis Armstrong Records, skipped out on the Bama State Collegiate band trip to New Jersey so that he could play some gigs in New York. At one of those early shows, Armstrong surprised him backstage at the Apollo Theater. From then on, whenever Hawkins came to New York, Armstrong would also take him on the stage at the Savoy Ballroom, where Hawkins' dance band attracted a loyal following. Hawkins had three major hits, Tuxedo Junction, After Hours, and Trippin' In, and was able to keep the big band together all the way up until 1953. Hawkins' band was so popular that he was able to retain a permanent roster of players, most of whom came from Birmingham. The style was down home and blues inspired, but it could also swing and lay down that great dance band beat. Two of his chief arrangers was Avery After Hours Parrish and trumpeter Sammy Lowe. Baritone saxophone soloist Haywood Henry was to stay with Hawkins and his band until it broke up in 1953, and he anchored the music securely in a solid harmony. During the band's heyday, 1930s and the 1940s, Hawkins featured vocalists Ida James, Dolores Brown, and Della Reese. Rock and Roller's Jubilee in 1938 was ahead of its time, but Tuxedo Junction in 1939 became the anthem of the American GIs in Europe during the early years of World War II. Well, friends, I hope that you're ready to sit back and listen to some of the great music of Erskine Hawkins and his orchestra. Let's begin our show today with his wonderful hit from 1939, Tuxedo Junction. Thank you. It's easy to see why that was so popular during World War II. Let's go back to 1938 with the Bama State Collegians. Released this wonderful record, Let Me Daydream.
The weeping willows softly sway above me, let me daydream. A Maytime matinee, so lovely, let me daydream. I lie and watch the clouds roll by, they're painting pictures in the sky. I'm painting pretty pictures too, daydreaming makes them all come. Let me find the highest hill, a valley filled with flowers. It will be heavenly to dilly-dally there for hours. Is dreaming such a crazy thing? How can it be a crime in springtime for me to dream my life away? I'm lazy, let me daydream.
He had a unique style, didn't he? Our next song is I Hope to Die. And this one, sit back and enjoy. I just love his sound. In 1937, he released I'll See You in My Dreams. Thank you. By 1940, he had refined his style. He had a unique sound, didn't he? Let's listen to his hit, Whispering Grass.
Trees, what ain't so? Whispering grass, the trees don't have to know. No, no. Why tell them all your secrets? Who kissed there long ago? Whispering grass, the trees don't have to know. Don't you tell it to the breeze, 'cause she will tell the birds and bees, and everyone will know, because you told the blabbering trees. Yes, you told them once before. It's no secret anymore. Why tell them all the old things they're buried under the snow? Whispering grass don't tell the trees, 'cause the trees don't have to know. Tell it to the breeze, 'cause she will tell the birds and bees, and everyone will know, because you told the blabbering trees. Yes, you told them once before. It's no secret anymore. I tell them all the old things, they're buried under the snow. Whispering grass don't tell the trees, 'cause the trees don't have to know.
In 1940, he released After Hours, which became one of his big hits, featuring pianist Avery After Hours Parrish, which was one of his arrangers.
Thank you.
This next selection is a wonderful big band sound, Station Break. Give a listen to Erkin Hawkins and his orchestra with that unique style, with the vocals by Laura Washington, Fool That I Am.
For hoping you'd understand. but I still care. Fool that I am.
Well, the hits just keep coming. Let's go back to 1940. Dolomite. I think by now you should be appreciating the music of Erskine Hawkins, but I think that this next one, the 1941, it's beautiful, and you're going to really enjoy this one. So sit back, close your eyes, and listen to Sometimes. Thank you.
Sometimes I get to wondering. Sometimes when blue shadows fall, I think of you with someone's arms about you. While I'm so alone and blue without you, sometimes I get to dreaming of days we once knew, wondering if you think of me sometimes, the way I always think of you. Darling, the way I think of you.
He had great musicians and great vocalists associated with him. And in 1940, You Bring Me Down, with vocals by Dolores Brown.
You offer your love, you make me so proud, and my head goes reeling like some lovely cloud. But when you say I'm a pastime, makes my head go reeling right out into space. But when your smile is a frown, dear, you bring me down. You have the power at your command to make every hour. I'm not just a plaything, I'm not just a toy. Why offer your love if just for a day? And why build me up and then throw me away? I get so high I could fly up to the moon and the sky. But when you give me the
Another favorite from 1939 was Big Wig in the Wigwam, with the vocals by Ida James.
Mm-hmm.
boom boom, da 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 boom boom boom.
With every show, there's a beginning, and with every show, unfortunately, there's an end. I can't begin to tell you how much I enjoy doing these shows. Even if no one ever listened, I'd enjoy doing them anyhow, because it takes me back to a time when music was really music, a time of the big band era, a time that our country will never know again, unfortunately. Some say it's progress with the new music today. I don't know, maybe I'm just a historian. I like to look back and listen to the wonderful sounds that came out of the big band era. Each week I get emails. Had one last week from a nice young lady, 30 years old, who's introducing not only big band but old-time radio, and even introducing the big band sounds to her husband. It's wonderful. Thank you all for coming by and listening to the great music of the big band era. And let's close our show off today with Rock and Roll Jubilee from 1938. Have a great week. Bye-bye.